specifically because I'm interested in making sure that people are able to enter the job market and take advantage of opportunities.
Candidates also sparred over immigration, with Trump vowing to build that wall along the Mexican border. There was also discussion over tax plans and defense spending. Chris.
Rachel Sutherland in Milwaukee, thanks. 9 people are reported to have been on board a small plane that crashed in Akron, Ohio, with no survivors. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
A mass fatality team will start to work today to recover the bodies and sift through the wreckage. No one on the ground was hurt, but authorities say all those on board the 10-seat Hawker H-25 jet were killed. The owner of the jet says there were 2 pilots and 7 passengers on board. The jet took off from Dayton but crashed a couple of miles short of its planned landing spot at Akron's airport. Witnesses say they heard explosions when the plane hit an apartment building, which burned. We should know more today when the FAA and NTSB release more news around noon, Chris.
Tanya, storms bringing heavy snow, maybe tornadoes, to the middle of the country.
The main risk for severe weather today will be across parts of the Midwest. That includes parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. That'll begin this afternoon and go through the nighttime hours of Wednesday into early Thursday.
General forecaster Jared Geyer there. A boat full of migrants trying to get to Greece sinks off the coast. 14 drowned, 7 of them children. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with 1 claim compared to Assured and total equipment coverages of August 10, 2015.
Getting a new iPhone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting all the phones in your family is a smart idea. But if you have insurance through your wireless carrier, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded Square Trade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $11 a month. For a family of 4, that's $44 every month. Plus, up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade family protection plans cost less than $4 a month per phone with a much lower deductible. We can save your family over $500. Whether you've got a new iPhone or any other smartphone, stop overpaying for phone insurance and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead.
Protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade and save over $500. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
A decision is expected Friday on whether to suspend Russian track and field athletes from international competition over accusations of performance-enhancing drug use in the last Olympics. Latest live from Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, on Friday, top officials at track and field's world governing body will meet. The IAAF has been urged in a report for the World Anti-Doping Agency to suspend Russia, alleging that a state-supported doping regime sabotaged results at the 2012 Olympics. Russia has called the allegations unfounded, but there are now reports the government has drawn up a plan to address the claims. Meanwhile, a meeting between Russian sporting bosses and President Vladimir Putin set for today has been cancelled. Putin's office blaming bad weather. Chris.
Simon, thanks. New York's attorney general tells 2 fantasy sports sites to stop taking bets in the state.
In a letter to DraftKings and FanDuel, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says their contests are promoted like lotteries and are games of chance, not skill. He accuses the 2 companies of leading a massive illegal gambling scheme intended to evade the law and fleece sports fans. Schneiderman describing the fantasy sports contests as being neither harmless nor victimless. In a statement, New York-based FanDuel insists its games are legal, and Boston-based DraftKings threatens to pursue legal options. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Hurricane Kate's the 4th of the season. Dangerous surf and riptides are hitting the beaches in Bermuda. A Shia LaBeouf movie marathon. The actor has been sitting in a Manhattan movie theater since noon yesterday, watching all 27 of his movies back to back, including Transformers: Dark Side of the Moon.
I'm totally fine. I'm well fed. And guess what? I'm not your boy toy anymore. I got my big boy pants on. You see him?
People can come join him. It's sort of an art project with a live video feed of Shia watching himself streaming online. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Was it the supersized burger that gave you stomach pains?
Order up!
Or could those nagging pains be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the food you enjoy.
check engine light just come on? Is it time for a tune-up? Is something just not right with your car, truck, or SUV? Then it's time to come down to Lee's Total Car Care and have our expert technicians take a look. We only hire the best mechanics who look forward to coming in and taking care of your vehicle in a timely and professional manner. We're conveniently located in Cartersville and look forward to getting your vehicle into tip-top shape as soon as possible. To learn more about Lee's Total Car Care or to make an appointment, give us a call today
at 770-387-0003.
Everybody, good to be here. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. Got Melissa Honecke in here. Good morning, Melissa. Melissa. Oh, okay, now you're there. You there?
Still can't hear you.
Is the thing on right there?
Yes.
Try another headset. Try that one. Okay. Got to fit over the headset.
Oh, there we go.
Is it working now?
Sort of, yeah. I'll have to figure it out in the break. Something's off here.
Is it okay now?
I can hear out of one ear, but that's good enough.
Melissa Honecke, good to see you again, Melissa.
Good to see you, too. I can't believe you went so extreme as to get an organ removed so you didn't have to lose an argument. I'm sure, Dave.
Yeah, okay. 770-382-1270, 770-382-1270. How's the weather outside? How's the fog and all that?
Foggy, but hey, the sky is blue and it's not raining, so I'll take it.
43 degrees outside. The high today is going to be around 72, overnight about 55 tomorrow. 66 high, low about 43. 40% chance of rain tomorrow. Friday, 59, 34, sunny day. Saturday, 56 high, around 34 overnight, 59 high on Sunday overnight, about 40, and still a very slow ride right around the merge, but it's not bad.
It's not red, so yeah.
You know, it is not bad. Just a little slow right around the 575-75 merge. Everybody, it's Melissa Honecke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Oh, before we get to the main event, the whole debate, we should cover some other stuff that's been going on just briefly.
All right.
I don't know if you saw this, but Senator Bruce Thompson got an award, a legislative service award from the Association of County Commissioners of Georgia.
Okay.
And I believe it was for the bill, Paul Battle's bill, that fixes the property tax system. It makes it better for the homeowner. The only thing, if you remember back when the session ended and we played the little clip of Representative Coomer telling people to vote for the bill even though they threw this pork in.
Right.
There was a big disaster on both sides of the aisle. They added in a bunch of junk to make a good bill, a not so good bill. But the bill itself was good, and the thing he's being gotten an award for is good. It's just the things they threw in to get everyone to vote for it last minute, the tax break for the college, and wasn't there a Mercedes or something like that tax break.
I remember
some
all
things
that.
They threw in just to sweeten the pot.
Right.
It's a real shame that that's the way it works, but congratulations to Senator Thompson for the award for the good part of the bill.
Okay.
Senator Hufstetler, Bartow County's other senator, he spoke to a group the other day about stalled pieces of legislation, one of them being the Religious Freedom Act that we have discussed in here before. And I have to give him points for bringing up the truth about the federal RFRA. And we've discussed this before, too, that it was put forth because of the Native Americans who wanted to use peyote in ceremonies and got fired and so forth. So he gets points from me for knowing what it's really about. And as he pointed out, Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee all have similar religious freedom bills or laws, and Volvo just opened a plant in South Carolina where they already have a RFRA. So all this fear and scaremongering that if you pass a bill that says that you can't be forced to go against your religion, government can't force a government employee to go against his religion, then the world's going to come to an end. It's not true. Another bill he's talking about that is stalled is one that will not allow illegals to get driver's licenses in Georgia.
Hmm.
And
it's not right.
It's not right. What's not right?
can't get their license. How are they supposed to go to the store?
Why are they here? Why are we debating whether somebody who's breaking the law by being here illegally is allowed to get a driver's license? They obviously didn't care about following the law in the first place. So I think that that will probably pass. And just the other day, Obama was given a defeat on his Dreamer Act, the amnesty, the passing out green cards to whoever. Mm-hmm. They said that he did not have the authority to give legal status to 4.3 million. And so I assume that since that was an appeals court ruling, it's going to head to the Supreme Court. But he's definitely overstepped his bounds. So I don't even know why we're debating whether an illegal immigrant should have a legal document in Georgia. The answer is no. Go get in line. Let the legal residents and legal immigrants have those documents because they did it the right way. And I think if that gets to the floor, that it will probably pass that they don't get driver's licenses. And it also it gives a penalty of $1,000 and 5 years in prison for someone who lies about their immigration status. So that's what our senators are up to right now. There's a group called, let me find it, Center for Public Integrity and Global Integrity that gave Georgia a D-minus for ethics. I know that'll be a shock to you and to everyone listening that we have a D-minus in our ethics system. Although the politicians, the chairman of the House Ethics Committee had some spin on the previous one. He's saying that we were graded different from everybody else, that states with similar laws were given higher ratings. And I don't know why, but they always have to make up these things to make the story look a little better. But if you think about it, and I've seen a couple of stories lately, local governments are the worst as far as the way this goes, ethics-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I used to argue with the BOE here in Bartow County all the time about their agendas. Even one of them at one point said that that would be an open records request for me to get an agenda for the public meeting that was going to be the next week, and that they had 3 days to let me know what it was going to be. And one time they even honored the request about a half hour before the board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It was just ridiculous. I mean, just tell us what's going on. You are a public entity. You have these agendas. You have these public meetings. The public has a right to know. You work for the public. You don't own the public. And I have to give them kudos for doing so much better. I kept telling them over and over again, all I want is just to know what's on the agenda before I get there. And I've said this repeatedly on the air and on Facebook, everywhere else. So they've been doing a lot better. In fact, if you look at bartowpolitics.com, I've got the agendas for next Monday's BOE meeting already up. So they've really cleaned up their act as far as getting their agendas up there, and they've actually been publishing the entire agenda, all of the things they're going to be debating on that they're allowed to, not personnel and not land, anything that's attorney-client, they don't actually put on there. But they've done a whole lot better. But I had I know a young lady who's a journalist in South Georgia, and she went and did an open records request in a small town. I believe it was Claxton, Georgia. And they printed it all off on paper, great big stack of papers, and they asked her, you're not going to share this with the public, are you? Because we don't really want people to know. And I just had to laugh. I'm thinking, you kind of missed the point. It's an open records request. You are obligated to give that to any person who asks. So I can see where they get that Georgia has a D-minus in ethics. And if you remember, we passed a bill a couple years ago that put a cap on lobbyist gifts of, I think it's $75.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to report it all. Now, there's been less given by lobbyists, I think. Okay, I don't care how much a lobbyist gives. I just want to know who's being given what. As long as it's fully disclosed, you can decide that that person is a scumbag who gets all the perks that he can, and you can boot him out of office.
I was reading the other day about some of these politicians who have, like, paving companies and things like this, and they're getting all kinds of business
yes.
from the state, and they're And it was an article about it, and they don't. I just don't think they care, but they've made $400,000 here, $400,000 there. And
exactly.
And that sounds about as corrupt as you can get.
Well, and those that you're talking about are the local, like the counties and the cities.
Right.
And it's a lot harder, even now that they've changed it. I liked it when the locals had to file with the state because it was online and I could pull up, you know, your county commissioner and whatever he had taken in for campaigns and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then they changed it to where you just have to file with your county again, which makes it a lot harder to find out. You have to go to your local officials and pull their, I think the elections office, you have to go to them to pull the campaign disclosures and things. But I can understand the ethics department is a mess at the state, so it kind of, they had too much to do and they weren't being funded enough to handle it. So, you know, and before we go to break, I looked it up and there are no local officials, not local officials, but states, House and Senate. None of them are on the list of people that owe fines, so you'll be glad to know that.
All right, we got to take a short break. Right back.
A big standout performance from this year's CMA Awards was a collaboration between Justin Timberlake and now three-time CMA winner Chris Stapleton. Fox asked several artists about this overall trend of genre crossovers. Two-time CMA Entertainer of the Year Luke Bryan shared his thoughts.
It's a great way to showcase how music can come together and break down walls and stereotypes.
Edie Brickell and Steve Martin explained what they like about mixing up music genres.
They often spark something they've never thought of before.
Yeah. Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line told us their collaboration wish list. Meantime, Cassidy Pope says it's nice to see people want to be a part of country music.
Hey, we're down to collaborate with everybody because we all are here because we love music.
That's Fox Country from Fox News.
Securing America.
On this Veterans Day, the problems plaguing the Veterans Administration have not gone away. 6 years ago, the Obama administration set the ambitious goal of ending the backlog in disability claims. But it appears likely the Department of Veterans Affairs will miss that target, even though the agency has made progress.
That backlog has now been reduced 85% from its peak. So there still is a backlog there that we need to work through.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the VA has completed close to 1.5 million claims this past fiscal year, the most in its history.
Over the past 12 months, the VA says that the agency and its partners have completed approximately 7 million more appointments for veterans than they did in the previous year.
Despite the president's commitment to end veteran homelessness, it's estimated that 50,000 veterans remain among the 600,000 homeless in America. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Hey, this is Tim. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got sofas, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got silverware. It's twice the space. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on the web. Phone number 770-382-4652. We're the same friendly family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street.
What we do here at Sun Tamers, we tint windows. Everything we do comes with a lifetime warranty. What sets us apart? Experience. We've been in business for over 22 years right here in the same location. I've been tinting for 25. Just wanted everybody to know that we do more than cars. We do houses, we do boats, we do commercial buildings. We can save you a lot of money on your energy bill. We can add security to your house with safety and security films. We can do a lot of things. Just give us a call.
Welcome back, everybody.
There, that's better.
Is that better? Okay.
Having some microphone issues here.
Now we got it now. Everything's fine until you got here. What happened? Touching everything over there. 770.
It was broken when I got here.
770-382-1270, 770-382-1270. Currently outside. See, I'm not ready for anything now. I'm sitting here.
So sorry.
I'm just lost this morning. It's okay. It's my first week back.
Oh, make those excuses. It's my medication, right?
My medication. I'm trying to break get off the medication. Yeah, 44 degrees outside. High today is going to be around 72. Still a little slow, right around the 570-575 merge. Adding a few extra minutes to your commute. Everybody, it's Melissa Honecke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we should probably talk about Speaker Ryan briefly before get into the new the debate. Pretty much his first week as Speaker, he's a lot different from John Boehner. From what I'm hearing and reading, he's let the process be wide open. They're having brainstorming sessions to figure out what they want to do about the budget, rather than just the leadership deciding and telling everybody the way it's going to be and making deals behind closed doors with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barack Obama. Everybody is having a seat at the table. They're working on the rules. Apparently, Paul Ryan hasn't even moved out of his current office. You know, the Speaker gets a better office over, they have leadership offices that are closer to the congressional chambers. But he's still in his old office where, I don't know if you know this, but he's one of those that sleeps in his office.
I heard.
And, you know, the gym is over there and he works out quite a bit. I think he works out sometimes with Congressman Graves. They used to run together, from my understanding. So he's a very fit person who, I don't know if you saw the story that kind of made me laugh. You know, Boehner's a heavy smoker.
I heard that, yes.
So he's having to basically have his new office fumigated because he can't stand the smell.
Probably carpet taken out and everything else. Strip it, take the furniture, take everything.
I can only imagine how bad it is after all of that. But anyway, so far he seems pretty inclusive. He's allowing debate, and he's working on multiple fronts to defund Planned Parenthood. He believes that they should not have 1 cent of public funding, and so they've got a reconciliation bill that they've passed, and they've got some other things they're trying to do. But
what percentage of Planned Parenthood is funding from the? It's not the major source of income. I mean, there is funding for it, but I mean, without the funding, they're not going under. I mean, it's not like they're going to go away.
I'm not sure how much funding they're getting, but it's the principle of the thing. There are other women's health clinics or organizations they could fund if we need to fund that, which I'm not sure that we do. But, I mean, with just all the things that their specialty is abortion, they can say that it's only 3% of what they do, but they do that through an accounting trick.
Mm-hmm.
They make a list of if one woman comes in for an abortion, well, they put the other 5 or 6 things they do on the exams, and that's how they come up with a number. But the major reason they exist is for abortions. So I think that it's with all those videos that keep coming out and all the things that you keep hearing, people don't necessarily, even people on center left, don't necessarily think that people should be forced to pay for that.
Should abortion only be available to the wealthy?
Okay, I don't believe abortion should be available.
No, because
at all.
But Planned Parenthood, and I'm not supporting or not promoting or anything like that, but they want to take it out of the poor communities. In big cities, women with money will have no problem. You know,
women with money don't usually want to abort their offspring.
Well,
I'm sorry.
What the Republicans are saying is women of means should have the choice. Women without means, without money should not have the choice.
That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is that you shouldn't be killing your offspring. And if you look, Margaret Sanger was well known as a racist and a eugenicist. She wanted to get rid of people of color and the disabled. And if you look, a lot of the clinics, the Planned Parenthood clinics, are in minority areas. Why do they put up with that? I think minorities in a lot of, like, Hispanics and black churches in particular,
so
they're They're pro-life.
So the goal is to take them out of minority areas.
The goal is to get rid of them completely.
And women without money, they should have to travel 4 or 5 hours. Women with money.
How about they try and not get in trouble in the first place? I mean, the point is there are other clinics that aren't selling fetal parts and intact brains and whole heads, putting them in a box and sending them.
That is pretty bad.
It is bad.
I agree with you. And, I'm 100% there. I mean, I agree.
So, I mean, I think that this is the time. And there are other female health clinics that actually do female health care.
Right.
That are not selling baby parts. So, I mean, and then there's a committee that they just put together to look into Planned Parenthood and their practices, and even the Republican side, they put mostly women on there. They put Marsha Blackburn and a couple, Mia Love, I believe, and they've stacked it with women because, let's be honest, there really is no war on women. That's a media construct that just exists in their imagination, and
I think
there are a lot of pro-life women.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, there are. There definitely are. But I think there definitely, there's also, as far as Republican, liberal, the majority of women do not lean.
Here's the way women lean. Now, I've heard women in my own family say
Republican
this.
Has a woman.
Now, wait a minute.
Since Reagan, they have not taken the woman vote since Reagan.
Wait a minute. No, that's not necessary. I know a lot of conservative women, but as far as women go, here's the way they are. And I've heard this come out of their mouths. Mm-hmm. They'll say things like, well, I'm for a woman. I could never have an abortion, but I'm for a woman's right to choose. So when it comes right down to it, they're really pro-life, but they don't want to say that a woman shouldn't be able to choose. But when it comes right down to it, most women, especially women who have babies, are pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how you can give birth. It's a miracle. I know you're a man. You've never experienced it firsthand, but you growing a human being inside your body is quite a remarkable experience.
Right.
And once you've done that, I don't know how you can say, well, I'm just going to kill it. And the line of demarcation shouldn't be whether it's wanted or not. It's still alive, whether you are happy about it or not. So, I mean, I just think that a lot of women, they're afraid of saying that they think that women shouldn't abort their babies, so they'll have it both ways. Well, I think a woman should still get to choose, but I could never do that.
I think the majority of women out there, nobody agrees with abortion. Nobody salutes and encourages. Nobody. But the majority of people out there say it's up to the woman.
That's because the media has made it the acceptable way to think.
And that's why one of these men running are not going to take the female vote. And they're going to say, no, we need to put a complete stop to it. Hillary's going to say, look, it's not my vote.
Okay, because if they don't take control of the debate process, they'll probably have some kind of gotcha question. But I think pretty much every candidate on the Republican side is pro-life. And Carly Fiorina, I've given her a lot of credit for this. She is this Planned Parenthood thing.
Everybody, if you look, who isn't pro-life? I mean, I'm alive, you're alive. Who isn't pro-life?
Well, everybody who's pro-choice, their mother chose life.
Well, dig-dum Catholics don't believe in contraceptives at all. They believe it's all abortion. I mean, so where's the...
Yeah, well, I mean,
they really do. I mean, they don't believe in... So.
You know, Nancy Pelosi wants to talk about how Republicans want to attack women's health. Well, she never likes to talk about the female babies that are being aborted. Who's attacking... I mean, she's not protecting their health.
It's a horrible, horrible thing. It is a horrible thing.
It should never happen.
But then Republicans need to step up and say, okay, we're gonna do away with it. Now, what can we do to pay the bills?
Okay, here's the question, though. Why should we constantly be rewarding bad behavior?
You're saying it's bad behavior. You're judging. I mean, it's...
Well, I'm judging because
You're saying it's bad behavior to abort the baby,
and then
you have the baby, and then that's bad behavior
I'm not
also.
Saying it's bad behavior. I'm just saying, so a woman has 6 babies, and she's been on welfare. Do you give her a raise every time she has another baby and reward the fact that she's not
If you force her...
Growing up?
I mean,
come on.
I don't know what you do. I have no clue what
you
do.
It's kind of a... It's a hard thing.
I don't know what you do.
You don't want to keep saying, well, if you keep having babies out of wedlock, we're going to give you more welfare.
But see, this is why I think it's a wrap for Hillary. I think she would easily...
Well, we heard it was a shame that her grandmother didn't have access to abortion. I've actually heard one of the Clintons say that. I think it was Chelsea.
Okay, well, it's going to be an easy win for Hillary because women are going to flock to Hillary.
Because women don't even like her. They don't. No one does.
Gotta take a break. All right.
Business Network, a sell-off on Wall Street. Stocks tumbling today as investors and traders express concern about a slowdown in global growth and the possibility of a Fed interest rate hike in December. The Dow down 179 points, the Nasdaq falling 52, the S&P lost 20. We get data on import and export prices tomorrow. Shares of SeaWorld rising after a report the company says it will convert its killer whale shows in San Diego to put the animals in a more natural setting and emphasize conservation instead of tricks. Attendance fell 17% last year to under 4 million at its park in San Diego. Yahoo's looking for help. The company's reportedly appointed management consulting firm McKinsey to help with the reorganization of its core businesses. And Yahoo CEO Marissa Myers asking her top executives to sign 3 to 5 year commitments to the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Karen McHugh.
SOS Mattress is having their huge end of summer sale. All the top name brand mattresses at 40 to 80% below the big box stores. We have closeouts, overstock, showroom samples at amazing prices with the finest quality. Check out our 5-star reviews on Facebook. SOS Mattress on Highway 41, one block north of McDonald's. Nobody beats our quality. Nobody beats our prices. Nobody.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next.
That traffic accident wasn't your fault. Prove it with the original dash cam. Student, driver, and the family record every teachable moment with the original dash cam. Capture the insanity for Facebook with the original dash cam. Under $100 and installs in seconds. Records everything outside and inside your car. No more texting while driving. No more questions. Visit getdashcam.com for a retailer near you. Available at Pep Boys and TA Petrol.
The president of the University of Missouri has resigned, run out of town by a rampaging mob of race agitators armed with torches and pitchforks. Tim Wolf had been under fire over racially charged incidents on campus, unsubstantiated incidents, I might add. Among other things, the protesters had demanded President Wolf acknowledge his white male privilege. The football team joined the mob, along with the head coach and athletic director, and that pretty much sealed the president's fate. So here's my take, folks. The university should have kept the president and fired the football coach. They should have revoked the scholarships of the striking players and replaced them with kids who actually want to play football and get an education. I don't know Tim Wolf, but I sort of feel sorry for the guy. As far as I can tell, the only thing he's guilty of is being a white man. I'm Tom Starnes.
I'm Don Weathers with 24 Bail Bonding, located at 85 Zena Drive, Cartersville, Georgia, right down the street from the jail. 770-382-2424. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Easy payment plans, good customer service. When you're in trouble with the law, I'm the guy to call. 770-382-2424. 24 Bail Bonding, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come see me.
Hey guys, here at Johnny's New York Style Pizza, we understand that you have plenty of dining options. That's why we are committed to providing the best service we possibly can, maintaining a family-friendly atmosphere, and providing our customers with the freshest ingredients, including local produce and dough that's made daily. So whether you're looking for a slice, a fresh salad, a New York-style sub, or perhaps a pasta dish, Johnny's Pizza is your place. Stop by and see us.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are known and carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with the financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Hardack Jennings Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Hardack Jennings Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to be here. Currently 8:36, 36 minutes after 8. 44 degrees outside. Today's high around 72, overnight about 55. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain tomorrow. High about 66, low 43. 59 on Friday high, 34 overnight. Saturday, nice day, sunny day. High about 56, low 34. 59 high on Sunday, overnight about 40. Your commute, still right around the merge. Other than that, it's not bad at all. Right around the 575-75 merge. You'll be adding a few extra minutes. Everybody, it's Melissa Honecke. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we should probably talk about the debate last night. So you watched the kiddie table debate?
Yes, most of it, yes.
I was at the library. My daughter was one of the panelists in the So You Want to Be a Writer event, so We missed the kiddie table pre-show.
You didn't miss anything.
I would assume not. I mean, yeah. Lindsey Graham didn't even get in. Jim Gilmore, whoever knows who that is, he didn't get in again. I'm glad Lindsey Graham didn't get in, although it amuses me. I've seen news reports where he's going, I can't believe I'm losing to these guys. You know, he's under 2% in his home state. If you can't get even above 2% in your home state, it's time to give up. You're not going to be the president.
That must be very hard on the ego.
It must be.
Oh, my gosh. It must be difficult.
Yeah, and then Santorum. I think he's a good guy, but, again, he hasn't gotten out of the kiddie table yet. And as my 17-year-old walked out during the very first kiddie table debate, and she says, why in the world are some of these people running again when they lost last time?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Well, on some of these, like Huckabee, the guy's got to be, he's got to know he stands no chance, or he never stood a chance.
He's probably just trying to sell books.
He's trying to sell books, up his ranking a little bit on Fox News, maybe get a better time slot, maybe get a few more listeners, and that's all he's trying to do.
Yeah, because he got kicked down to, him and Chris Christie got kicked down to the kiddie table last night. Like I said, I missed the whole thing. I'm sure that, out of those four that are there, I really like Bobby Jindal, but I just don't think it's going to happen. So I think Bobby should go back to running Louisiana.
He's a strange guy.
Yeah, I think he's a good conservative, and when I hear him speak on the radio, I've heard him on a couple different talk shows, I like him, but it's obviously not catching on. So I think he should just quit. Now, Chris Christie, I saw a lot of people on Facebook saying that they thought Chris Christie should be back in the main event, but because he was better than some of the ones that are still there, like Kasich, for instance.
Oh, gosh, he's horrible.
But I don't know. I think Christie, I think in the last debate, I don't know if it was Rand Paul or somebody, tweaked him for giving Obama a big bear hug.
You know who was asleep last night, asleep at the wheel? Dr. Carson, just asleep at the wheel.
Okay, Dr. Carson's personality is very low-key, and
I don't even think he was there for the second half.
He
didn't pan out. I think he walked off stage.
Well, Donald Trump has quieted down some from the first couple of debates. He's kind of, he has his moments.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Yeah, but Donald Trump, he did well. He did. I like Donald. Good morning. Hold on, I'm sorry. Carla, you there?
Yes. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I want to wish all the veterans happy Veterans Day today.
Exactly.
You know, without them, David, you wouldn't even be speaking in a microphone. You wouldn't have the freedoms to
to express the nonsense that you express. It's the valor and the bravery of veterans that we have what we have today.
Right.
And but what I want you to do, David, today when you go and you're amongst the veterans today,
yeah,
I want you to wear your Hillary Clinton 2016 t-shirt. I want you to see what reaction you get from those people.
Yeah.
And let's see what reaction you get, because Melissa's exactly right. People don't like her. She's not a likable person.
She's not her husband.
At all.
She'd be president if she was likable.
He's got
already.
Right. Right. Okay.
Basically, a rookie snuffed her out last time.
He did. He sure did.
A rookie with no experience, no record, and no family history whatsoever.
Yes, it
is. Anybody could identify.
The funniest thing about him, if you look at all this Ben Carson ridiculous controversy, they never even pulled Obama's school records, but they want to look into what he did when he was in the third grade. I mean, I've seen a little thing that came out that he posted last night that said he turned a library book back late, and CNN, it was a spoof, but CNN's all over it.
No. And Melissa, you know what else Ben Carson did back in 1984?
What?
When he took a movie back to Blockbuster,
he didn't rewind it.
He did not rewind it. Can you believe we're thinking about even vote for somebody like that?
But we don't know anything about Obama's college grades or anything he published.
You can't tell me what Obama made for science. You can't. David can't tell me, and none of
but we know George W. Bush was a C student. We know all that, but we don't know anything about Obama. So
right.
You know.
And George, okay, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Got his record sealed.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. All right, caller, whoever you were, somebody called on the other line, and they accidentally got cut off. So if you on the whoever it was on the other line, they got this rollover thing, which I hate.
One of the funniest things last night was, I think Kasich was speaking, and Fiorina interrupted, and all of a sudden Trump said, "Why does she keep talking?"
Loved it.
I was thinking, he's kind of, being what I expect out of Donald Trump.
She has no business being up there anyway.
You know, she did really well in the first kitty table debate, and she did pretty fair when she got into the next round, but I don't know, I kind of feel like she's never run for anything. Of course, neither has Donald Trump or Ben Carson, but I kind of feel like she may be out of her league a little bit for now, but I think she would make a great cabinet appointee.
Marco Rubio came across as a child.
I thought Marco Rubio came across very presidential. I thought he was very
presidential.
Articulate.
That's like saying George Bush was presidential.
Well, wait. What do we call him? For 8 years, what did we call him?
President.
President. Oh, see? So he must be presidential.
No, but every decision he made was wrong.
Oh, yeah, and every decision Obama's made has just been right on.
No, but like 90% has.
Uh-huh, whatever.
But
that's because you're on the left and you don't see that. I mean, I cannot say that I agree with everything that George W. Bush did, but
not.
He's better than Obama.
Yeah, right.
I mean, one of the interesting exchanges they had last night, which really served to show me exactly who John Kasich is, was they were talking about the bank bailouts. That was one of the last things in the Bush administration.
Right.
And I did not agree with the bailouts. I don't believe there's any business that's too big to fail and that the government should be propping this up. But the interesting thing is Ted Cruz was talking about how the government should be small and we don't do that. We shouldn't be bailing out banks.
Right.
And Kasich hops in that basically, philosophically, that sounds great, but, and that's the same argument that I hate out of every single moderate politician that I've ever heard, that campaigning is one thing, and you tell people a lot of things about your beliefs to get elected, but when it comes down to governing, you have to be practical and give away the store, basically, to keep your position.
The best question last night was to Carla Fiorina, which she never did answer a question. She just avoided.
Which question was that?
Well, the one when the guy asked her about what do you say to people who say that under Democrat presidents, more jobs are created than Republican presidents, that under
President Clinton like 240-something thousand jobs.
Who was in the Congress at the time?
Well, I know, of course. That has to be your answer. Yeah, there was a congressman walking down the hallway.
No, there was a Republican Congress.
Under Democratic presidents, more jobs are created.
Not under Obama.
Yes, under Obama. Last night he said, the gut questionnaire, the guy asked, he goes, under President Clinton, 240-something thousand jobs were created a month.
Wait a minute. Let's look at how economics work.
Under George Bush, 13,000.
What you're ignoring is that policies don't take immediate effect. They take time to, when you set a policy, you got to give it a chance to work. So by the time it starts working, the Democrats in office, and they start dismantling it, and by the time they're gone, it starts to tank again.
See, everything y'all describe, there's nothing clear.
You don't understand economics. That's why.
Right now, we don't have 5% unemployment. We got 20% under y'all's mathematics.
Under Obama's mathematics, you just erase the people that gave up.
Under y'all's mathematics, we don't have 240,000 jobs under Bill Clinton. We don't have 120 under Obama. Well, what are the real numbers? See, none of your...
Who's in charge of the media and the statistics? That would be the Democrats, the same ones that tell us that climate change is real, despite the fact that the ice in the Antarctic is growing.
What does that tell you, that it just came out the other day, that all but like 7% of the media, 7% are conservative-leaning? What does that tell you?
7% are conservative-leaning?
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty
you
much
know what that
it.
Tells me?
I mean,
it tells
tell
me
you?
That the stories that we're hearing are slanted, that
no.
they... If 7% are Republicans, then the rest of them are Democrats.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Robert again. I said y'all must be wonderful. I just kind of wanted to stop you from arguing. But, you know, Obama must be good. I mean, they've reelected him.
That's right.
And that's just like that splash tax. It must be good. I voted against Obama, and I voted against the splash tax.
Good for you.
But it went anyway. People don't know what a penny is.
But it shows you, right there, Melissa, that it says, you said, vote against the splash. It shows you how out of touch you are with people.
Nobody showed up. 2.5%. 2.5% of the electorate came out and gave you that tax increase.
I'm just about ready to quit voting. I come out of the
military. Don't do that.
75, and I've voted ever since 75, and I'll be honest with you, after this last one, I thought, what's the use?
It does get tiresome to lose to uninformed people, doesn't it?
I don't think I've ever voted for one and one. But anyway, all good.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Everything's great, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd your Obamacare work out?
Pretty good. My eyes still going.
Election headquarters.
They brought up the terror threats we face, healthcare and education, but the real focus was the economy and how to get more money back into our wallets. But in the spin room, it was the final word, especially for candidates who are trying to gain some traction in this presidential cycle, like Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who got into it with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
The problem with Chris's record and these other governors, none of them has cut government spending. None of these senators has ever cut government spending. I'm the only one that's done it.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul got more airtime.
Yeah, we thought we had a great night. I wanted to point out that I'm the only fiscal conservative on the stage.
And candidates like Ted Cruz say the debate this time was fair.
There was a lot of substance, there were difficult questions, and they highlighted differences between the candidates on policy.
Enough talk and spin to carry the candidates into new fundraising or not, and to perhaps the next round of debates. At the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
As we honor and thank our veterans today, a retired Navy pilot makes the Dean's List for improving the lives of those who have served. Mike Maloney is the CEO of Coda Longboards in Denver. His skateboards feature pro-military and law enforcement designs, and half of his workforce is made up of veterans and their family members.
We can put the impossible task in front of us, and we'll find a way to get that done. I cherish that about veterans, and that's why we actively seek out veterans.
Here's Mike on Happening Now, talking about his business and how he hopes wounded warriors will benefit.
There are so many parallels and anecdotes about the physical act of longboarding and how that relates to mental and emotional balance in one's life.
Thanks for being so thoughtful to our veterans, Mike. You make the Dean's List. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
For over 18 years, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road has been providing the Bartow County community with quality repairs and tires. And for a limited time, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road is offering a free diagnostic test. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said free. Want to know why your check engine light is on or why your car or truck feels sluggish? Bring it over to Goodyear on Grassdale Road and our technicians will diagnose your problem, and the diagnostic fee is free with approved repairs. Everyone likes free. 770-334-8977. CNN Goodyear, located right down the street from QT on Grassdale Road.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be here. Good to be back at the radio station.
It's been 2 weeks, Melissa.
2 weeks, I know.
2 weeks ago, I was laid up in bed and didn't think I was going to make it. Had a priest give me my last rites. And
well, thankfully, you pulled through.
And thankfully, I just, last...
Your Obamacare took care of you.
Obamacare took care of me.
Wait till you get the bill.
Wait till I get the... I can't... 46 degrees outside. 46 degrees. Melissa Heineke, traffic still slow right around the 575-75 merge.
What's new?
Melissa Heineke, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, so the last few things I want to say about the debate. Okay, Kasich needs to be gone next time. It was nice that there were only 8 instead of 10.
It really was.
It was a little better, but we could cut a few more off and then we could find out a few more things.
They need to get it down to about 6.
6 would be good. Let's get rid of Kasich and Bush. How about that? That would suit me just fine because they were both petty. They were both whiny.
I'd say get Kasich and the Carly. Get rid of her.
Oh, yeah, you could do that, too. So we'd be down to 5 then if we got rid of... Well, Bush's poll numbers are still sort of respectable. Not great. But,
poor guy.
Him and Rubio, they've been in a big... Tiff, I mean, he's been attacking Rubio, I guess, because they're from Florida.
They liked each other one time,
they did, and Rubio's been playing clips of Bush praising him when he ran for Senate because they're going after the same donors.
Right.
And so...
Carly, you there?
Yeah, Melissa, I'm glad to hear you after Dave taking a month off for a hangnail. it's Veterans Day, so I'm shocked he's there and we don't have to... whatever he puts on when he's not there. That guy's terrible. But who do you want to get rid of?
Carly.
John Kasich.
Kasich has to go.
Just turn into a mushy liberal.
Get rid of the child Rubio.
I like Rubio.
I'm not having fun with that. I'm not a Rubio fan.
I wouldn't pick him first, but I could deal with him. He's one I could
get rid of Cruz.
He's as childish as Hillary Clinton.
Get rid of Dr. Carson.
Dr. Carson's poll numbers are still up there. So, I mean, there's several states he's beating Donald Trump.
I just looked at the poll numbers a few minutes ago from yesterday, and some recent poll numbers come. He's dropping right now because people are realizing nothing comes out of his mouth that's true.
Oh, now, come on. If anybody's a victim of the biased media, it's Ben Carson. I mean, a hit piece is galore.
Bad media because, quite frankly, when you've got all those crazy liberals in the news media, they're terrified of a minority who is conservative.
Well, if you look at the top 4...
Do whatever they have to do to destroy them because they have left the plantation.
Look at the top 4. You've got Donald Trump, who's a an old white guy, but you've got two Hispanic Americans and a Black American in the top four in the Republican side, but on the Democrat side, it's a bunch of old white guys. Well, and Hillary.
So the Democrats, who are a party of old white people, they're the ones who are for the minorities.
Right. And
they're for keeping minorities in check and on government assistance.
Because they care about the children.
Because they care about them.
And y'all don't.
We do. We care about freedom, and freedom is better for the children than a government program.
Freedom is starved.
Freedom is not the same as absence. Freedom is not the same as absence of responsibility.
Right.
Exactly.
Sounds good. Well, that's a good line, isn't it? That's a good line.
That's true.
Absolutely no value at all.
And we are promised equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome. Why does everybody have to have equal stuff in your world, Dave? It's not American.
Not everybody has to have equal
stuff.
Well,
but that's what every program the Democrats propose. Free this, free that.
Free that. Absolutely.
You name it, and they want to give it away.
All right, call. Thank you for the call, man.
All right.
Thank you.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
What a waste of 2 minutes that was.
Give me a break.
Absolute waste. Call. Line's open now if you want to call back. I've got this rollover, so people call and they get the extra line that comes in, but I can't bring line two up, which is screwy.
Better fix that.
So there it is. Okay, now we go. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Church lady,
I missed you.
I missed you 2 weeks. He had to find an excuse to be out there.
He did.
He'll find any reason to be out there from working.
Near death.
Yeah, near death. And I got on to him about giving Obama the credit about getting well. I said, you need to give the credit to the good Lord. He had lots of
prayers. That's right.
I give the credit to my doctor. I'm giving the credit.
Dave, Church Lady and I were both praying for you.
To my doctor.
And you know what? When he gets that bill, he ain't going to be praising Obama.
That's right.
That's what I told him. Just wait till he gets it. Dave, and we want you to tell us now. Don't you keep it a secret. We want to know about how good Obamacare was.
That's right.
All right, Church Lady.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I think I'm here.
All right, I tried bringing you up online, too, and I want to see how that works. Okay, now I got you. What's up, caller?
All right, well, Walker. I got to say, when you were in the hospital getting your gender reassignment surgery, did a little bit of a brain transplant, you're actually admitting what the entire world's known, that the media is dominated by the left?
That tells me, you know, people have free will. You have free will to do in America, go to college, get the education you want.
You just can't get hired as a journalist if you're not a Democrat.
No, and it's not they walk in and say, I want to be a Democrat. It just tells you how out of touch Fox News is. And it tells you how alone they are in the universe. The majority of people do not think the way they think.
I think I'm going to have to check Dave for his meds, see if he's on something too strong.
The reason that the media is predominantly liberal is the same reason why college professors are dominated by liberals.
Yep.
And then conversely, Wall Street is dominated by conservatives, as are, you know, business owners and the Chamber of Commerce. Because in the real world, on Wall Street and the Chamber of Commerce, for ideas to work, they actually have to succeed.
Exactly.
In the media or in the classroom, all they have to do is sound good. They don't actually have to work.
Yep.
So the media is a safe bastion for ideas that fail.
Exactly.
If they had ideas that work, they'd be on Wall Street or they'd be in the business world.
Exactly.
So liberalism, the media is a safe bastion for failed ideas that you can establish every single
day.
I mean, colleges are very notorious for having professors that spew things that would never work in the real world, and they then criticize. They're supposed to be about free thought, but then anyone who thinks different from them is flunked.
The reason Fox dominates the ratings is because Fox is actually in touch with the viewers. MSNBC, yes, MSNBC is certainly in touch with their fellow media members, but they're not in touch with the people that actually pay taxes, that work, the businessmen that that sometimes have ideas that fail, and then they move on, they experiment, and then they have to find ideas that work. So Fox's News is the one that's in touch with most people, and that's why they destroyed the other networks and ratings.
Exactly.
He's out of his mind. They don't destroy anybody. They don't destroy Lifetime. They don't destroy the Comedy Channel.
I think
Dave
should stop watching MSNBC.
The only thing they destroy is like CNN, but that's like compared. What they offer is not real.
No. It's more balanced than what you watch on MSNBC and read in the Huffington Post.
We have more time.
Well,
I appreciate it.
You're out of time, so I'll speak down another day.
All right, thank you. All right, Melissa Honecke, everybody.
See you next week.
All right. Yeah, Barry will be in here tomorrow with me. See you.